event was originally going to be on the 6th of January.
Which would have been perfect.
It would have been much colder than this. Yeah. So God bless us with the perfect day. And when I was looking at the weather reports, it showed it was supposed to rain all day.
Yeah, that was... Yeah,
and there's been no rain.
It's been perfect.
So it's been dry.
Every time we go to these
soaring
marathons, the weather just happens to, like... Even in Jacksonville, it was like... It was
the
like
good weather.
Raining, but then... Remember, Shane, remember when it was raining? But then when we drove to where we had to go, it cleared up. Yeah. Just in that spot, it was
well,
clear.
Didn't Brother Baker just kind of hold up his hands and they just stopped?
I actually tried my hardest to avoid the Mormon areas.
Oh, yeah.
In Arizona. Because, like... Because, to me, the thing... I find them the most irritating door... Because they just lie to you.
Right, they say they believe it, but they don't.
Like, but they lie, though. Yeah. And like, it, to me, I always feel insulted when somebody's just lying straight.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just lie to you, like, hey, we only believe in one God, and I don't know where you heard that. Yeah. And you're just like, why are you lying to me? Yeah. And then, like, then I'll pull out, because sometimes I carry with me, like, this Brigham Young quote, if I'm in those points. I'm just like, well, let me just show you this from Brigham Young real quick. Like, do you believe this? And then, like, and then they'll turn around, and then just like that, once you show them the quote, they'll be like, well, yeah, I mean, there are other gods. It's like, you just finished telling me. Yeah. And it just I feel so insulted when people just lied. It's, why don't they just say it? Yeah. Yes, we believe there's other planets and other gods, you know.
If I could hide to Kolob.
Exactly. And I sing that to them. When they say, like, no, we don't believe in that, sometimes I'll just say, like, well, here, let me sing you a song. Let's see if you recognize. If you could hide to Kolob in a twinkling. And I said, you know that song? And they always say yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that song talks about going where other gods are, and you know. And then they'll admit it. It's like, why did you lie to me?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's trying to fit in.
One time when I was first started soul winning, I was like, I'd only been at it for a couple years. I was like 18 or something. And I knocked on this Mormon guy's door. I gave him the whole gospel. It was going really well. But I got to the end. Because before I criticize anything about their religion, first I get through the Romans Road.
Because
I want to get that out there. But then I started talking about how it's a false religion. And I didn't say anything crazy. I didn't, like, start telling him, hey, it's founded by a pedophile. Even though that's true. Right. But, you know, I'm just explaining to him, like, how it's a false religion and stuff. And I showed him the part where the devil said, you'll be as gods. Mm-hmm. You know? And the guy just got so mad. His countenance changed. He started screaming, get out of my house. And he just, like, shoved me out the door and, like, shoved us out the door, screaming at us, slammed the door. And then my soul winning partner's like, I think God's calling you to have a ministry of the Mormons. No, I don't think so.
You seem to have a special bond.
Yeah, you seem to really have a gift for her. Because I think this guy had seen that happen to me a few times where Mormons didn't like what I had to say. But it's funny because somebody said to me, like, hey, you should make a soul-winning demo for the Mormons. Because I made, like, a Jehovah's Witness demo, Pentecostal demo. But I said, why would I make a demonstration when I've never succeeded at it?
I don't even know how to do it.
I don't even know how to do it. I said, find somebody who knows how to do it. Let them make a demonstration. Then I'll watch the demonstration. Right. But it reminded me of, like, a Ray Comfort. Like, here's a demonstration on how to fail.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. It is kind of funny. Epic fails.
Yeah, exactly. So I told him, I said, well, once I figure out a method that works, then I'll start, you know. But I've won Muslims for the Lord, Jehovah's Witnesses, had them baptized. I mean, pretty much every denomination except the Jews and the Mormons.
I've gotten Jews.
Favorite got contacted.
Saved?
Yeah, actually on.
Like they're actually like devout Jews.
Devout Jews.
Wow, that's
my great. My brother's wife, my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
She is a devout Jew from birth on.
She
got saved. She kept listening to me.
Oh, wow.
And then her father kind of jumped on board, listened to me give him the gospel on Thanksgiving. When I came back on Christmas, he told his daughter, who's a devout Jew, I'm a born-again Christian.
Oh, wow.
And so when I came back, you know, he didn't accept at that moment, but the planted the seed, and he told her, I believe. And then when I came back to him, I asked him the questions, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? Yes. I said, do you know that Jesus Christ, what he did was enough? Was it enough? Or could you commit a murder and lose it?
Yeah.
He said, no, you can't lose
it.
It's
amazing.
Yeah. And I was like, wow,
that's awesome, because that's another tough nut to crack.
Yeah.
The Jews. But the difference between the Jews and the Mormons, like, if you knock on the Jewish door, usually they're just like, not interested. Yeah. They don't even listen for a second. Whereas the Mormons will smile and listen.
They're nice, usually.
But they just,
they just don't get saved.
They're rejected.
Rarely.
When I first started soul winning, I ended up accidentally in a Jewish neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was an experience. One guy came out and said, I said, you go to church? And he goes, no, I go to the synagogue of Satan. I was like, what? I had just started soul winning, right? I'm a new believer. I'm like, what?
He's
honest. Like, I go to the synagogue of Satan. I'm like, I don't get it. You're a Satanist? No, I'm a Jew. I'm like, oh.
Wow.
So he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least that was the most truthful Jewish door. Well, you can tell there's a whole part of Tempe that's a lot of Jewish.
Yeah.
But you can tell because they have this little thing on their front door with the scroll in it.
Yeah. The little block they have on their
head. But it's funny because God tells you in the Bible to put the word of God on your walls and on the doorposts.
But it's not.
But obviously he meant like so that you could read it.
Right, yeah. They missed the point.
They missed the point. They write it in like tiny font, roll it up, and just stick it in a container. So it's like, to them, it's like a luck charm.
Yeah.
When God intended it, like, that you would walk by. It's sort of like when people have a frame.
Yeah.
As for me in my house, we'll serve the Lord. For God so loved the world. You know,
yeah.
That's what he meant to do.
Right.
So you learn as you go.
But it's like everything goes over their head. Because it's like the Bible said that the veil, in the reading of the Old Testament, the veil's over their eyes. But then Baptists will say, go to the Jews to get a deeper Old Testament understanding. They can't even figure out writing the word on the doorpost. They can't even figure out what that means.
See, that's why they wear the blocks on their head.
Yeah, or they do the same thing where they have the Torah like in a little box.
Between the eyes.
Yeah, put it between your eyes. It all just goes over their head.
That's a good point, though. They can't even get that right.
They can't even figure out the most basic things. But then they're going to give us like a deeper understanding. Yeah. Well, the Jewish scholars tell us.
Word has it they're going to put that little scripture into a chip and put it in the same place, maybe.
Oh, really?
Who knows?
It wouldn't surprise me. But, you know, it's funny. Somebody just came at me this week that, you know, some Jewish scholar said that, you know, that Ishmael molested Isaac. I'm like, what in the world? Because, you know, they hate the Muslims, so they want to, like, up the ante on that. I was like, what in the world? Because it said he mocked him.
Oh, okay.
Or persecuted him. But I believe Ishmael was saved. I believe Ishmael's going to be in heaven because it makes it real clear right after that when he's thrown out of his house. It says that when he's crying, the Lord heard the lad. And then he even tells Hagar, like, I've heard the voice of the lad. So it seems like maybe Hagar wasn't saved because he makes a point to keep saying, like, he heard Ishmael's cries and prayers. And then not only that, but then when Ishmael finally is thrown out, it says the Lord was with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where's the evidence that he wasn't saved? You know what I mean? Like, the Lord's with him. He, you know, obviously he did wrong things, and obviously he's a picture of...
Right.
He's a picture of the unsaved.
Like Saul is a picture of the Jews. That,
Exactly. So, but it doesn't make him personally unsaved.
Right.
Even though he pictures that.
Mm-hmm. You
know, I believe that he'll be in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to be shocked to see...
Even Esau was, I think, saved.
So do I, absolutely. Yeah, even though they're symbolic there.
Just like Ham. Ham was saved as in...
Ham, like, pictured being saved because he got on the ark.
Yeah. Right.
But personally, he wasn't saved. He was an unbeliever. He just got on because he's in that family. He got on the ark.
The like figure.
The like figure, exactly. Yeah.
Is everyone
it's
here?
Gonna be. We're gonna get to heaven. It's gonna be Ishmael and Esau.
What are you guys doing?
Where's Mother Teresa?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, where's Bishop Tutu? Where's MLK?
Wow.